This week is Australian Made Week, so it's quite appropriate that the government have announced today, I think, in fact, that there's going to be some extra funding for just making sure that our seafood, that people know where it comes from Australia, so that it's genuine Australian. And you're calling it traceability, so you might just want to explain that for us.
We realise that as a nation, in some respects, when the channels of trade and logistics are cut off as they were through COVID, we need to do more of what we need to do here and be proud of what we produce here, support the industries that make them and the people that work in those industries. And that's what this is all about, and making sure we protect Australian industries and help grow them is important. So with regard to seafood and a grant that was provided to Seafood Industry Australia, who are the nation's peak seafood industry body, this is about making sure we can actually put some strength and rigour into ensuring that consumers know that when they are picking up a seafood product, it is actually bona fide Australian seafood. So this is a pilot project that they are getting into, which is going to provide a visually recognisable label, a trust mark that can be scanned.
Yep, like a tick or something.
A tick or a QR code that might even give you some more detail once you hover your phone camera over it. And so working with industry about what is the best way to do that, to put it on their packaging so it is recognisable, something that is trusted by consumers is critically important. I mean, saying that something is Australian made is something that we've seen, sadly, ripped off around the world.
Yep.
So this applies not only to domestic consumption, but also our overseas export markets. You know, I've seen it in seafood, I've seen it in fruit. I saw Hanson's Orchards had some people copying their boxes, printing them in China and selling it as a replica Hanson apple, even though it wasn't grown in Tasmania. So the just saying something's made in Australia, made in Tasmania or wherever it might be, isn't enough. We have to have added levels of security that people can, you know, dig into so they can prove for themselves that it's Australian. So $267,000 for that. That's on top of the $4 million to encourage Australians to eat Australian seafood. It's on top of the work we're doing in country of origin labelling when it comes to seafood. It's on top of the other provenance type work we're doing with genetics and DNA in seafood and other sectors as well. So we are all about industry in Australia. We're all about manufacturing here, and most importantly, we're all about the jobs that these industries have for our locals.
Susie Bauer is a name that a lot of people on the Northwest Coast may not know. I think she's involved in Meander Valley Council or something like that, but she's been endorsed as the Liberal candidate for the federal seat of Lyons, which will be, I guess, elections coming up next year. But Lyons does incorporate parts of the Northwest Coast, so maybe we'll be seeing a bit more of her in the lead-up.
I reckon you will. And look, Susie, yes, as you say, is a councillor on the Meander Valley Council. She was also a candidate at the last state election, which was only a couple of weeks ago now, and has a great deal to offer. You know, a long-time local and someone who's very involved in the rural and regional communities of northern Tassie, across Lyons there, as you say, dipping into the coast, parts of the northwest coast. She's well familiar with the issues that are important to people. And well-credentialed as well, working up at Bell Bay at the moment as part of the renewable energy hub up there. She's doing some great work and someone who I think that locals are really going to get along with well. The next election is critically important. We've seen over the last 18 months how important it is that we as a country have our agenda right, our priorities right, and making sure that we get things right as a nation when it comes to the decisions we need to make to get us through tough times.
I've spoken to Susie about the Bell Bay project. I thought to myself when I saw her name in the state election, surely that's not the same Susie Bauer, but it is.
The one and only.
Is it normal to endorse someone this far out from an election?
Well, look, it is. I mean, in the electorate of Lyons, Eric Hutchinson was endorsed more than a couple of years out, just before he won the seat of Lyons back in 2013. And we've seen endorsements some time out. We had the Senate pre-selection earlier this month. So the election notionally is next year, but it's important that locals get to know who the people are that are putting their hands up and saying, I want you to vote for me. That's what Susie Bowers is going to be doing every day between now and the next election, is getting out there and making sure people know what she stands for and understanding what she needs to do on behalf of them if she's elected at the next election. So having that time is, I think, a good thing for voters and certainly a good thing for the candidates who need to get their head around what constituents need.
Well, I got to speak to your boss on the program last Friday, the Prime Minister. He was here with Josh Frydenberg. They were doing the post-budget tour around Tassie. And from what they were saying, the response seems fairly positive.
It has been extremely positive. We had Josh in Tasmania last week. And I might just say, strictly speaking, my boss is the Tasmanian people.
But, yeah, I know, Joanne, yeah.
Indeed. And you're one of those. Your listeners are certainly those. But look, having ScoMo in town was great for him to actually be able to catch up with many of the locals and understand some of the issues that have been bubbling away here with Gavin Pearce and Bridget Archer. But yeah, look, the budget response has been fantastic in amongst a number of the measures. I mean, there's been a lot of money ploughed into infrastructure support for small business and for households. One of the small business sectors that benefited, of course, was our distilling industry. We have 54 distilleries across Tasmania.
I know, hasn't it grown? Wow.
Mm. It's huge now, and most of them in regional Tasmania, many on the coast. And we were able to provide them further tax relief, giving them up to $350,000 of a refund on the excise that's paid on the product that they sell. This is an incredible investment all up across the country. It's a $225 million tax relief scheme for this industry. It makes them internationally competitive. It means that they are going to be able to export on a level footing with many of their competitors from Scotland, for instance, or North America, and our fine product is wanted the world over, so we are now going to be seeing an expansion of what we do here in Tasmania. It may mean as much as the Spirits and Cocktails Association told me this tax relief for Tassie might mean an extra 40 jobs across the distilleries that we have here. So, and I met one distiller from Spring Bay who's already looking at putting extra people on. So
right.
That was just one of the things that people were able to take advantage of, and one of the things that we got positive feedback on when ScoMo and Josh Frydenberg were in town.
Yeah, I think the distilling industry, we've only just scraped the surface of this, haven't we, really? But I'm surprised there's 58 already, but I reckon there's going to be a lot more in the future.
Well, and this is the thing. This enables those who want to get in and have a really serious go of it. And, I mean, Bill Lark started in his rumpus room in Kingston down south of Hobart there, and he is now a world leader when it comes to distilling spirits, namely whiskey, but gins as well. Anyone who wants to do it, provided they know what they're doing and want to have a really good red hot go, can. And this tax arrangement means there will be more. But those existing ones, and some of them are pretty small, of the 54 we have in Tasmania, they're going to be able to grow. Mm. They're going to be able to put more people on. That's good news for communities in which these distilleries are situated.
Yeah, and if they're not paying that money in excise, they can use it to expand the business.
That's exactly households and businesses know how to spend and prioritise their money better than government does. That's my firm belief. Better off in your
You reckon the argument
ours.
For me on that one, Jono, that's for sure.
I reckon most of your listeners would agree too.
Indeed. Thanks for your time as always today. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
See you in a couple of weeks. Good on you, Martin.